good looking. Oh gosh, you're cute when you blush. Nope, I won't stop. It is never too early for compliments. And you can't make me, even if you try. Boobs! I can't believe you would attack the crown like this! Mm-hmm. The crown. This bed is actually the independent nation of Sleepistan. And I am the ruler of its people. Bask in my glory. What do you mean, what crown? It can be a metaphorical crown. Fine. Then it's my hair. Bedhead represents the heart of my nation very well. Besides, I can't believe that's the part you're complaining about. Not the fact that I said that I was your ruler. Why, yes, I most certainly am. Where are you right now? Huh? That's right, in Sleepistan. And who is the ruler of Sleepistan? Mm-hmm, that would be me. So really, I need to punish you for your attacks against me. You have no one to blame but yourself. Now, hush while I think. Okay. I just decided that our beautiful nation, where the curtains stay closed and the toots run free, will now use the code of Harambe. Yes. Har-a-be. Whatever. It's never too early for ancient Babylonian law system. It's simple. Eye for an eye. You boop me, I boop you. Fair. Now sit still while I boop you. That was totally fair. Besides, you started it. Now come here and cuddle. I'm not being bossy. I'm being literally. There's a difference. Also, are you really going to argue with cuddles? Really? But you and I both know that's not a thing. Everyone loves cuddles. That's what I thought. Resistance is futile. I'll never understand why you're always so difficult. That's right. Difficult. That's what you are. Opposite of easy. No, Tickle Monster. What? No. You can't. Put those fingers away. Hey. Before you act all rash, remember the law of these lands. Tickles beget tickles. I cannot believe you almost did that on our lazy day. Mm-hmm. Didn't you get the memo? You need to get up better at following these things. You need to get better. You do. Alright. I guess it's kinda hard to do that when I'm making everything up as I go. Let me brief you then. I need your tummy. I needed to point my finger on for the debriefing, silly. Do you expect me to brief without a surface to point at? Haven't you seen the movies? Everyone points at stuff during this kind of things. Thank you. It's a very nice tummy you have. I'd even say it's kissable. Aww. And the extra blushes are nice too. There can never be too much blushing, remember? What a silly sentence, you sleepy sheep. All of the blushes, my darling, all of them. And we are getting wildly off track. Back to the business at hand. Or the tummy. Yes. I could focus if you weren't so distracting. Today, we are doing absolutely nothing. And we're not leaving the bed. It's a royal decree, even. Even as difficult as you can be, I know you will not commit an act of treason. Yes, your tummy was absolutely necessary for that. Can you imagine how confusing that would be without all the pointing? Simply incomprehensible. Yes. So. No, I think I'm going to stay here and snuggle up. Why? Because I want to. That most certainly is a reason. I have no idea what you're talking about. Maybe one day you will win an argument. Chin up. I like where your head is at. Rocky-style montage of debate team practicing. I can see it now. Flicking through the books while sweating, answering flashcards in gym clothes. Some third thing. Nimmobob. Yes. We most definitely need a third thing. That's basic storytelling. The rule of three. But wait. Am I your love interest or your opponent in this scenario? Both. Wow. My character really has a lot of depth. The critics will call the role Oscar bait. But I just connected with the character on a deeply personal level. You can call me a goof all you want, but you're the one in love with me. And don't even try to deny it. You are madly in love with a goof, and there's nothing you can do about it. I love you too, you goof. I am scooching back up for mouth kisses. But it's a lot of work. Don't make fun of me, meanie. It's a tenant of the land. Everything needs to be done lazily. Mm-hmm. Even the kisses have to be done sweet and lazy. Breakfast? What is this break fast? What are you talking about? I just got back from a beautiful scenic vacation at your tummy. There was no rumbles to be heard. I know we need to eat, but that means leaving the bed. fine. You win this round. That montage paid off a little too well, if you ask me. I would like to have some cheese with that wine, yes. If only my whining had any nutritional value whatsoever, then we could stop all trade with Kitchania. Kitchina? Ugh, making up fake country names is hard. So maybe I didn't think this not leaving the thing all the way through. You got me. Since the cat is out of the bag, you have the permission to journey out to the far away land of Kitchina and make us some breakfast to have in bed. I am the most generous leader that there ever was and will ever exist. I am glad you finally see the truth. All that basking in my glory is finally paying off. Hey, my ego's not that big. It's the perfect size. Anywho, there's a meal you need to get started on. And I see what you're trying to do. No procrastinating. I'm cute, so I'm allowed to be a hypocrite. That's another law, just so you know. No. You have to make something besides toast. We can have crumbs in the bed for all eternity if you do that. But your head is in the right place, my love. Toast is definitely the laziest breakfast. But you're gonna have to do a tiny bit more work. Are you trying to blackmail me about breakfast effort? My people would understand the need for a non-crumbly meal. What must I do to buy your silence? This nation is too young and too fragile for scandals so delicious. Dare I say it would be scandalicious? You better believe I'm happy with myself. No, that's not fair. Let's just be reasonable. You're only punishing yourself if you boop me, the law of this land. Oh yeah, and the whole blackmail thing. You have me in a bit of a pickle. If I have to endure a boop for the sake of Sleepy Stan and her people, I'm ready. My poor nosy. Poets will write great things about this sacrifice. I'm pretty sure I already hear the chiseling of the stone mansion carving statue in the honor of my nose. You're right. I need to practice my fake crying if I ever want a shot at the Oscar. Now go on. Make us some crumble-free food. You got your boop. Don't make me shoo you away like a pet wolf I shouldn't have. I can't say things like, you don't belong here, and trying to get you to go back to the forest. We just talked about my bad fake tears. The whole scene would be ridiculous. No, I am literally not bossy. Remember, there's a difference. I'll keep your spot warm and thank you.